3 days ago, a man killed himself. We think it was part of something much bigger.
It's Dante's Inferno.
Oh my God.
Dante's Inferno isn't fiction. It's a prophecy. Someone created a plague.
Our population is spiraling out of control. Inferno is the cure.
They're going to wipe out half the world's population unless we find this virus.
They left a trail.
If this plague is real,
then we only have 48 hours to stop an extinction-level event.
Okay, here's the deal. Tom Hanks returns with Ron Howard directing another film based on Dan Brown's best-selling novels. Like The Da Vinci Code and Angels and Demons, Inferno sees Professor Robert Langdon trying to save the world by solving a massive international puzzle. Unlike the other two movies, however, Inferno is less character-driven and more about striking right at the clues. In order to stop a plague, Langdon must endure amnesia from a head wound to save the day, hindering his greatest asset of all, his mind. All the elements you'd expect from a movie like this are there. International locations, esoteric clues, plenty of world history tidbits. The action and drive of the film certainly works, though there's not much more than that available. As ridiculous and far-fetched as the other films are, they're still entertaining to watch. And that's exactly what you get with this new one. Inferno gets 3 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.